Okay, and we are up to the top of Kavav Amud Beis. Dr. Harris, can I trouble you for a cup of water? Yes, thank you. Okay, top line. Hargu b'nei Yisrael b'cherev el chalaleim. It says that they killed Bilam with a sword el chalaleim amongst the with the dead people. I guess the lashon of el chalaleim is mashma. They killed them many a time. Now you can only kill a person one time. So the Gemara says Amar Rav shekaimu by arba misas skila srein for herik b'chanek. That they carried out arba misas. Now Rashi learns that they didn't kill him four ways. It's impossible. But the fact is, they killed him, and then they did the other three mitzvahs. So had the first one not worked, theoretically, the second, third, and fourth would have worked. That's how Rashi learned. Others learned that they did all four simultaneously. One guy was stoning him while the other guy was pouring lead down his throat, while the other guy was swinging the sword and the other guy was pulling the rope. That's what the Yad Ramah seems to learn. It was a simultaneous kind of thing. But Rashi doesn't learn it that way. Rashi says, Mises harbe mas mishu talu, they hung him. And then they lit a fire. It wasn't the hot lead. They lit a fire under the hanging place. They cut up his head, the nafal teichesh, which fell into the fire. Kli ainu chenek chatichas harayish herek, shenafal oret skila, falling is skila, shenafal oret hainu sreifa. Now he was dead when his head was decapitated. Usually that kills a person. So obviously the other three were just there to have dalad mitzvahs. Not that they actually killed him. That's how Rashi learns.
But you do that to a goy?
Well, that was because they were out to prove a point by Bilam that he deserved all four mitzvahs. That is, he had done enough averus that he deserved to be killed all four different ways. Now, since a person only has one life, not nine lives, so they had to therefore kill him once, but do the other mitzvahs. Other Rishayim learn that they did all four things simultaneously. They had a fire, they did all four things. Amalahu minal Reb Chanina. This min said to Reb Chanina, Mi shmielach Bilam bar kama hava? Did you hear how old Bilam was? Meaning, do you know how old Bilam was when he got killed? Now, why the min was interested, I don't know. And he answered him. So I don't know exactly what's happening here. There's a conversation between the min and Reb Chanina. And the Gemara does not do anything with the fact that it was a min with Reb Chanina. It just talks about it. Mik Shmuel or Bilam bar Kama Hava, do you know how old Bilam was? I'm going to mix them like Siv. It doesn't say in the Pasuk. Amidach Siv, Anche Domim, Amir Malayach Tziyamayim. Since David HaMelech says in Tehillim, the people of blood and deceit do not live half their lives. So therefore he cannot be 35, because 35 would be half of a person's normal lifespan, which is 70. So Batlasim Batlashnin, Ha'ay Batlasim Ba'arba. So he was either 33 or 34. That's what it makes it. Now, why 33 or 34? Because we find two other people later on that didn't live half their lifespan, and one died at 34, and one died at 33. So he's specific which one Bilam reached, 33 or 34.
Which one of the advisors of Paro?
Bashi Estakash. Bashi Estakash. Amalai Shaper Kamrit. So the Min tells Rebuchadina, you know you're right. The Dichaz of Pinkas say to Bilam, I saw the Pinkas, the notebook that discusses the life of Bilam. I guess the Goyim had their own notebook about Bilam. Because the Batlasim Bilam Chagira, Bilam the lame one was 33 years old. Kakat liyase Pinchas Lista. When Pinchas the general, how does he translate Lista? Is general? What?
Outlaw.
Yeah, but Rashi says general. When the outlaw Pinchas killed him, Rashi. This Rashi Batlasim the class. Reb Chanina left later of Simoi, the Amr Leil, Shloi Shai Vaisipa Eitza. Dr. Rashi, Reb Chanina does not agree to the Gemara before. The three were in that Eitza, the Parai. Bilam V'iya V'yisrai. The Reb Simoi, Bilam Chaya Yoser, more min Messiah V'esher Shana. Now I'm going to get to this in a second because the Rishachoinim have a big problem with this Rashi. But according to Reb Chanina Simoi, Bilam lived more than 210 years. He was there at the original Eitzah of Paroi of throwing the babies into the water. And the Reb Simoi, Kalaisim Messiah, Vasa Shanim Shayisa Obergolos Mitzrayim, Ad Muhammad Midyan, Chaya Bilam. And he was, according to Reb Simoi, he lived 210 and another 40. So he was 250 years old. He obviously wasn't 33. And Achorim are bothered because Rashi makes it sound that the day they entered Mitzrayim was the day that Pare had the meeting, whether they should throw, what they should do, they should throw the babies into the river. In the Midrashim, it's Mashmah that this Gzeirah happened around the time Moshe Rabbeinu was born, which is 130 years. Moshe Rabbeinu left Mitzrayim at 80. So this happened 80 to 81 years before the Tzias Mitzrayim, not 210. So they say anyway, it's much older than 33. He must have been at least 81, plus the fact he wasn't 2 years old when Pare had him as an advisor, and 40 years in the Midbar, he was still, they say, 140. But at least 140, I guess they have him at 20 when he's Pare's advisor, plus 80, plus 40, so he's 140 years old, which is fine, but Rashi says 210. So some want to say that as soon as the Yidden came to Mitzrayim, this meeting took place, and that the Jews are going to become a threat was a thing. But it was shelved, put away into the side till it would be necessary. So therefore, the meeting of what to do with the Jews who are coming to Mitzrayim, who needs the Jews, how are we going to deal with the Jews, she's a chiddush because Yaakov Vina was alive, and Yosef was still alive. And according to this approach, this meeting took place right away, before Yosef died and Yaakov died. Supposedly the relationships were still on the positive note. So they want to say that this meeting took place, and they put into place what measures would be taken as necessity makes them, as, you know, becomes necessity to deal with the Jew issue. That's what some want to say to answer Rashi. But bottom line is, whatever way you learn, if you learn like a B'Samoy, Bilam was not 33. Because if he's 33, that means he was born after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's not like the Samaroyim. There is a sheet that I want to say there were two Bilams. There was a Bilam grandfather and a Bilam grandson. One was Batzatz Parai, and one was the one that was involved with Batzatz Balak. It goes back to the Gemara because the Gemara says, you know, it'll make problems in the Gemara at different points. But again, that's another theory that's thrown at people. But again, it would not answer Rashi. Rashi clearly states 210 years, so the only way to answer Rashi that I saw was to say that this meeting took place the day Yaakov entered Mitzrayim. Pare had a meeting with advisors. What are we going to do with these Jews when they multiply, when they become a threat?
What does Rashi do with this
law? Rashi said to Machlokes to Mandi Yamam. According to one Mandi Yamar, he was 33. According to the other Mandi Yamar, he was 250.
Paul Rebbe, that a goy can never be, we can't do anything to a goy more stringent than a yid.
That's a Mises Bezin. This is war. Totally different thing. They didn't take him to Bezin and judge him. This is war.
I'm sorry, what was that?
This is war. Bilam was there in the middle of a war.
They didn't take him to...
No, they didn't take him to Bezin. They did not take him to Bezin. It's very clear.
No such thing as Mitzrayim on the goof.
Like, it's war. Everybody's so concerned about Bilam's body. Bilam is Bilam. You know what I mean? Let's not be so concerned about him. Well, he was a Rashi Marushi, cost 24,000 yidden to die. He deserved to die in every horrendous, torturous death you could possibly say. And don't worry about his goof or anything else. Chagira is a Rashi targum shall be sayach, a targum of lame. Chakot liyas the pinchas l'star, sar tzva, the general. Now, Rashi's saying, we don't know Pinchas is the one that killed him. But even if you say another one person killed him, but it's called Pinchas' war. So therefore, it's called Katliyas and Pinchas' Pustah. The Achrayim say the Zayir says that someone else killed him, not Pinchas. Rashi and Chumash says Pinchas killed him with the tzitz, made him fall down. That's what it says. Rashi says that Pinchas flew after him. He flew with Kishuv, Pinchas flew after him, showed him the tzitz, and he came flying down. The Zayir says someone else killed him. So they say, Rashi's telling you that even if someone else had killed him, the war is called Pinchas' war. Yes, yes, doctor. Well, I said, Rashi seems to, that's what I said right away. Now, Rashi is not, there's two ways, probably the true way to approach this. So Rashi is not translating the word Mistah. Rashi's trying to, is more bothered with why is this Pinchas, why is Pinchas the murderer? Not the murderer, the executioner. He didn't do it. Perhaps he didn't do it. So Rashi says, since he was the general, the war is called his war. The nameless star is not being given for a thing. It's the Gaisha way of looking at any kid that accomplishes something good. So therefore, he's an outlaw. And therefore, it's not a riot.
Well, I mean, have you heard any discussion?
Chagira means lame.
I've read many discussions of the Gemara. There's no point to that ever suggest it was written by a Gentile.
No, but it's quoting from a Pinchas written by a Gentile. The Min is saying, I saw it in Pinchas say the Bilam.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
Something about my family, my brain, Ravina Libre. My brain, Ravina said to his son, Bakulu le tafis le medrash. By all of them, le tafis, or tafish, I'm not saying the word. It means don't increase the darshan. You know, in all those, the laws, the chelik le maba, the four kings, and the three ajaitis, I'm sorry, the three kings and the four ajaitis, don't try to darshan a lot about them. Minimize your drushes about them. Don't look for ways to make them worse. Bar mi bila marasha. The one you can pile it on is bila marasha. The kama de mishkagas bei drajbei. Other ones, say what you have to say, don't look to say extra. Some want to say because of the darshe rishumais that said all these people ended up in Eilam Haba. They were yidden, they ended up in Eilam Haba. Bila is a guy, ain't nobody saying anything good about him, so you can pile it on, just look for all the drushes you can to make him as terrible as you can. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara with Bilam. Rashi, Bekubu, Malacha, Begaitis, Lekafish, Betidrish, Lignai. Do not increase your drushes, Lignai. The Barmi Bilam, the Koma, the Mishkakas, Lignai, Drush. So it seems that by the other ones, even if you have drushes to say, there's no reason to pile it on. To say what you have to say, the minimum, don't try to increase what you can dig in and find more by the other ones. By Bilam, don't cover up anything. Just go for it. That's what it says.
On the other hand, the more we provide to someone, may there be the greater the...
So that's why Meyerbeer Ravina is disagreeing with you. And he said they had what they got. What they had, they got what's coming. It's over and done with. Don't do more than you have to. That's what he said. He's obviously telling you that you don't need it anymore. Go to Gemara Vayter, Ksiv Dayeg or Ksiv Dayeg. It says sometimes it says Dayeg. And sometimes it says Dayeg. I think it's a Greek sieve. It's spelled Dayeg, Dalad Vav Yud Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yechonim B'tchili Yaisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Dayeg. At the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was worried, Shema Yeitz Ed L'Tar B'Sura. Dayeg had the ability in him to turn into a terrible person, and the Rabbi Nishnam was worried. Would Dayeg overcome that Yetzahara that he had? Would he turn into the terrible person, or would he make himself into a good person? After he failed, Amr Vai Shiyatzeh turned into a worry, then into a lamentation. Woe to the fact that he went out L'tar B'Sra. Rashi, La'acha Shiyatzeh L'tar B'Sra, Amr Vai L'kachsiv Dayeg, which is the Isis Vai, in the middle. Simon Gibor V'Rasha V'Tzadik Chayel V'Seifer. Amr Rebitzchak said, Ma'adichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Matis Halul Barah. Why are you praising yourself with bad? Hagibar, you strong one. Chesed Keil Kol Hayayim, the kindness of the Rabbi Nishlaylam is all day. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, and David HaMelech is saying this about Ruach HaKadosh, about Dayeg. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu
L'Dayeg. Why is it like Hashem, who's Hashem took early?
Kanaich.
Right. So when does this work out? Meaning, you know what? I want to give the guy. I don't want him to go do the carbon straw, so I'll kill him early. Then we.
I don't know the answer to the question. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Dayeg. Loi Giber B'Tayrata. Aren't you big in learning? Matis Haul Bara. So why are you praising yourself with your lashon hara? Dayeg is the one. Just to give a historical background. Who was Shaul's general, who was Shaul's Reis Sanhedrin. And he had it out for David HaMelech. The Gemara in Zvachim attributes his negative feeling to David HaMelech came from a fact that David HaMelech was able to figure out the Makom HaMikdash. It seems at the time of Shaul HaMelech, everybody was trying to figure out the exact Makom HaMikdash. And David sat down with Shmuel and they were able to figure it out. Dayak had not been able to figure it out based on Sukkim. And the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that Dayak was jealous of David HaMelech. And the characteristic of jealousy is what led him to do things that were terrible at the end of the day. All started because of jealousy. Now, he was a big man in learning. He was right Sanhedrin. But he went and he said Lashon Hara. Now, his Lashon Hara that he said was that when David ran away from Shaul, he came to the city of Noiv Ir HaKayanim. And Achimelech asked the Urim V'Tumim for him, and he also gave him food to eat. Now, in Shaul's eyes, David was a Mayrid B'Malchus. In Achimelech's eyes, David was the king's son-in-law. He had no idea that Shaul was out to get him. Achimelech did something totally innocent, thinking that he is giving bread to the king's son-in-law. Also, he was a Gisha Kol HaTzibur Tzarukhloi. He was the general of Shaul's army, so you're allowed to ask the Urim V'Tumim for him. Dayeg went to Shaul and said, they're treating David as a king, because only a king is allowed to be asked for the Urim V'Tumim. That's what the Precious Rachim says, Dayeg Tainet. You can't ask for a general, can only ask for a king. And also, he supported him, he gave him bread. Now David dies. And therefore, he persuades Shaul that Achimelech, who leads Noiv Ir HaKayanim, are a bunch of rebels. And therefore they deserve to be killed as Mayrid B'Malchus. The city of Noiv Ir HaKayanim is wiped out. Thanks to Dayag's Lashon Hara and persuading Shaul, who gives the order to have them killed, no one wanted to carry out the order. Chazal say Dayag himself carried out the order. So he was the murderer, cause and murderer of Noiv Ir HaKayanim. So the Rebbeinu Shlom tells him, Matis Haul Bara, why are you praising yourself with your Lashon Hara? Don't you have the chesed of Tyra? Tyra's chesed al Lashina? Doesn't Tyra give you a certain kindness? Why are you doing this? What happened to your Tyra? Why isn't your Tyra saving you? Meaning, why isn't the Tyra helping you? That's like the Rebbeinu Shlom asking the question. The Gemara will answer the question a little bit further down, but that's what the Pasuk is saying. The Trashi. Why are you praising to yourself to speak Lashon Hara and David? Why are you speaking my laws? Why are you learning? When you get to the parish of murderers and Mesapra Lashon Hara, what do you say there? You that committed these crimes, these averis, how do you learn those parishes? And you carried my covenant on your mouth. And that's what the answer why his Torah didn't save him. His Torah was external, it did not penetrate his character. Meaning his character of Kina was there unaffected by his Tyra learning. And therefore, since the Tyra did not affect his inner character, it didn't save him from his Kina leading him down that slippery slope that he ended up being Dayik. Rashi. Meradzchim, Shaharag Noiv. Ali Picha, Beloy Beloy. Now, that's Parsha B'Shat in the Gemara. The Masha here says a Chiddush. Not the Masha. That would be very, you know, to say such a Kiddush. Dr. Masha on Batisa Brisi Ali Picha. Dr. Masha. But I'd near a Lufarish. That pshat is when a person speaks, he uses his cheek, his throat, his lips, and he only used his lips. And when he learned, nobody could hear his voice. His lips moved, but he couldn't hear his voice. He said, like by Chana, "Rak svasel noz v'kaylu lo yishama." Mashenkin by Tyra, a person has to say it that his voice is heard. They said your Tyra was only menatzafu l'chutz, did not include the other part of your vocal cords and your mouth and throat. And therefore, that's why Tisa Brisi Ali Picha. Your Tyra was only Menatzaf Luchot, did not have the power of Tyra that could have, that comes from using all parts of the body to enunciate and speak out the Torah. This is what Rasha says. That's shat min asafa luchot. That's what the Rasha says. And he doesn't say, therefore, the Torah didn't save us. He didn't say that in Akuda. He says, the Tainan Zayeg was, he learnt the wrong way. He didn't speak out his learning. I just thought it was a pretty good Rasha. That's the Gemara Bait. Amar Rabbi. Amar Yitzchak. Bait Yitzchak says in the passage, V'yiru tzadikim v'yiro. The tzadikim will see, it's also the same capital in Tehillim, and they will fear. And then they will laugh at him. But at the first they were afraid, Rashi says, that people shouldn't follow Dayag. Here he is, major player in the political world. He's a major player in the big chayte. And tzaddikim were worried people would follow his, emulate his way of life. But at the end, the Lubasayif, when he had a horrendous death, as we will see later on, he didn't some die. He really died. And the Saif Yitzchaku, they laughed and they said, nobody's going to follow him that way when they see the consequences of his actions. The Trashi, Tchilu Yiro, Atadikim Yireim, Shal Yomut Adam Yimaitim Shal Dayag, Shahoylich Vachayta Masliach, he sins and he's successful. The Saif Shemaitim Vachat Yama, Vishav Gemuloi Bereishai, and his actions came back on his own head, Yitzchaku, they laughed. Not that I know of, but that doesn't mean anything. Chayil bala v'yaki enu. He swallowed treasure and then he spit it out. V'bitnoi yerishenu kale. Hashem chased it out of his stomach. Amar David of Na'akadosh Baruch Hu Rebbein Ishtoylem Yamuz Dayek. David Davin Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Let Dayak die." Amalei Chayil Bo Bala V'Yakienu. He has swallowed a lot of Torah. We have to wait till he forgets his Torah. Amalufanav Hakadosh David said, "Mibitne Yerishenu Keil." Make him forget it. Don't let it naturally be forgotten. Cause him to forget his Torah so he can die Torahless. Rashi.
This is more, I vaguely recall.
Yes, this is the major kasha. I'll get to that in a moment.
You always anticipate my kasha.
I knew exactly what you were asking.
Bless you, Rabbi Margaret, and you don't give me a chance.
I knew exactly what you were going to ask. You know, the Chassam Sofer.
The
Chassam Sofer had a time. I'm not trying to make any dimyon in this story.
Chassam
Sofer had a Talmud named the Maria Sad, who wanted to see how his Rebbe prepares shir. So he hid in the closet. And he listens to his Rebbe preparing shir, and his Rebbe saying the shir, and he says, so I'm going to say this, Yisrael, and Yehuda, referring to the Maria Sad, is going to ask me this question. So I'll answer him this. So who asked me this? So I'll answer him this. This is from Cypher speaking out as he's preparing shir. And he's hiding in the closet, and he thought of a question that some Cypher didn't think that he would ask. So he jumps out of the closet and says, what if Yehuda asks you this? When I prepare shir, I know the Abi question is going to come. I know exactly what you're going to ask. Yes, it is. I didn't mean it as a compliment. I'm not being madama myself in any way. But I know exactly what you're going to ask. No doubt in my mind what you're going to ask.
Who's hiding in your closet? just be very happy you're not rubbing.
Anyway. But that's I understand that's the question I'm quite asked. It's a major question. I'll get to it after I finish Rashi. So Rashi, Chayu Bal V'Yakienu Hamten Achetishkech Terasai. Wait till his Torah is forgotten. Amal Lufanav Mibitna Yerishenu Keil. Al Tamten Lo Achetishtakech. Don't wait him to forget it naturally. El Tamar V'Tashkechenu. Now the truth is, I was going to wait for another three lines to ask the question because I think the question gets much more stronger in the next three lines. I will do that. I will read the next three, four lines, and then ask the question that Abi wants to ask. The Amr Rabbi Yitzchak might have seen it says in the Pasuk, I'm kill Yitzchak l'netzach. God should cut you down forever. Yitzchak, he must have a better word, because there's going to be three words that have to be here, and he probably comes up with
shatter you
forever. Yachtecha, cut you off. V'yisachacha, uproot you? No, he's not going to say that. He's going to say something different. V'yisachacha, I skipped, I'm sorry. I got Mikhail Yitzchak Lenetzach. I'm not going to show you the David Nasi Dayag Lamadasi. let's bring Dayag into the world to come. No, Hashem should shatter you forever. Don't let him into Olam Haba. Cut you and
tear you.
May I open the tent? What does that mean? I'm not going to broke with name Shmaitzim in Midrash of Ishmei. People should say over Halachas in his name. He should be uprooted, cut, and torn out of the tent of Torah. Let him have children that are good. He shouldn't have children that are decent. Rashi. The Drashi, Be Midrashim Ayos and Be Samedrish. Sheresh Chamer Etzchayim Selo, Shairu Shaloi, Techasach Me'er Etzchayim, cut off from the land of the living, the Lehevele Benin Rabbanah. Okay, now, Abi's question is, the Gemara says in many places in Shas, our job is not to daven to the Rabbi Nishtoilim. The Gemara doesn't say earlier. The Gemara said earlier we shouldn't employ the second of X, but the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara in Tainus clearly state that our job is not to daven that sinners die, but our job is to daven that sins end. Tamu chatoim v'loy chaitim. Our job is to daven that people do tshuva, not to daven that people get a punishment and they should be killed. That's the question over here. And here is David HaMelech asking and davening, get rid of Dayag. Not only get rid of him in this world, but get rid of him in the next world. And not only get rid of him in the next world, but don't let any halacha be said over in his name. And not only that, his kids, who obviously weren't born yet, or were young, were therefore affected by his averus, should not become Rabbanon. This is a very harsh tefillah that David HaMelech is making, and which is accepted. And Dayag is one of those that don't have a chelik v'olam haba, unless you hold on to Dayag Shem Shuma, he said ultimately everybody makes it. But he's listed in our Mishnah. And Abi's question is, why didn't David HaMelech say, Dayag do tshuva? That's your question. Am I correct? Okay. Okay. The answer that Achayim say is we daven every day v'la malshinim al tihisikva. There is a point of chet that we are allowed to daven, in fact told to daven, that the people who do that should be uprooted. We daven for people to do tshuva to a point. There's a certain point in the evolvement of chet that if people are guilty of certain chatoim, at that point they are removed from that we should daven for them to do tshuva. They cross a line that there our emphasis is, Rabbi Nisman, just get rid of them. Punish them. We don't even daven they should do tshuva. And the one who enters that is V'lam Malshinim. And then there's a Shaila by Minim. That's the Machloikas Nusach Svart and Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Svart says V'chol HaMinim Kerega Yevedu. And Nusach Ashkenaz says V'chol HaRisha Kerega Tayveh. The Nusach Ashkenaz does not daven that Minim be uprooted, but the Nusach Svar does. So that's a Machloikis, but it's a Machloikis in Mefarshim. It happens to be a Machloikis in the Nusach. However, V'lam Al Shinim, everybody says V'lam Al Shinim Al Tisikva. We don't say, oh, Rabbi Nishleilam, make the Lam Al Shinim do tshuva. A person who becomes a Malshin is someone who is removed from our requirement, or even encouraged. We're not even encouraged to daven the Lam Malshinim do tshuva. Once a person becomes a Malshin, he's removed. Dayeg was a Malshin. He came to Shaul, and he got Shaul, he was a Malshin against Naiv Irakayanim, persuaded Shaul to have a city killed out. He therefore qualifies for the title of Malshin. And since he qualifies for the title of Malshin, Rabbi HaMelech davens for him this following tefillah.
What's a Malshin?
A Malshin is, we call it a snitcher. That's the nice old, good old way we called it in school. Somebody who snitches. It means a talebearer. No, Malshin is not a guy.
A goyish authority.
That's
like
true.
Like a Musa?
That, if I can Meiser. Except usually Meiser is the goyish authority. Here was the Jewish authority where he caused with his tail bearing the people get killed. That qualifies him for being a Malshin as well.
Anyone who tells a lie or what's more about somebody.
Which causes people to get killed.
They have to be killed?
Well, I don't know to the degree. I don't think if it causes a person to be screamed at that he's called a Malshin.
But if you go to authority.
That's different. That's if they take away your money. That's what they take away, only if they take away money. That's a different story. That's because once Goyim take away money, they're chashed to do anything. It's a different story completely. What? Again, when you go to a Goyish authority, it's also a fact that we're afraid of lives. Because by Goyim, we don't trust them to differentiate. So once you tell them about money, in order to get the money, they'll do anything. So therefore, it becomes a shiloh of life. So malshin means a loss of life. Sometimes there is an immediate loss of life, and sometimes there's a feared loss of life because of who we're dealing with. Now, by shol, we would trust shol to differentiate between money and lives. He's not chashed to kill people for their money, but he did kill Noivir Akainim based on Dayag's tail bearing, and therefore Dayag qualifies as a malshin. And a malshin is removed from that Gemara that says we should daven, they should do tshuva. And we say this every day in Shemayin Esrei. L'malshinim al tihi sikva. We say it. There should be no hope for them. L'malshinim are taken out of that league.
And his affair of Doi was worse than Shaul?
Absolutely, because he's the one that misled Shaul. He persuaded Shaul. You know, again, you rely on your advisor. I'm not, again, Shaul got punished for this.
Not the same kind of punishment
as Dayag, no. Because Shaul didn't instigate this. Shaul didn't instigate it. Shaul didn't do the action. Dayag instigated and carried out the sentence. He did both ends of the deal. Rashi says it that way. Rashi says Meratzchem Shaharig Noiv.
He was a very learned person.
Yes, he was.
No, not how could he do it? I'm not just that person. What I'm saying is, what do we let the Torah let internalize the Torah and he'll save himself? What are we doing with him? What are we to say? Why are we getting involved with his?
He's dead.
He's dead now.
He died at 33 or 34. He died in 34. He forgot his learning before he died. He forgot all his learning before he died. And he went from being the Reish Sanhedrin to being a total true ignoramus. One second, okay, if you don't mind. We have to find out, like, why do these things happen? That's what's bothering the Gemara. How does it happen? Yes, Hanan.
That's a bad book.
Yes, Hanan.
Doesn't that
make it worse? The problem is, the Gemara is right to ask this question, why didn't his Torah save him? Torah is a magin. Torah is a mugging. A person learns so much, it should save him. The answer given is because it was, one of the answers given, is because it was menasafu l'chutz. It wasn't internal. Torah only saves a person when, you know, it's a difficult thing because as soon as I say this, Avi's going to ask the next question. Because Torah only saves a person when it's internal, not when it's external. Even though the Gemara says that Halavai Aitza Azmu V'Tarasu Shamaru Shamar Shabar Machzir Lamutav, the Torah has the ability to change people. But that's a person that's learning Torah and is internalizing what he's learning. It can change his personality, it can change him. But a person who is Midas, especially in Zayg's case, it was extreme jealousy, did not let him internalize that Torah, and therefore it led him down the slippery slope.
Because he was friends with, that's how he got the job?
No, he was Reish Sanhedrin because he was qualified to be Reish Sanhedrin. And by the way, he was Reish Sanhedrin when he was in his 30. He wasn't like 75. He was Reish Sanhedrin as a younger man.
He was Reish Sanhedrin as a bum?
He became a bum. Listen, I have to deal with the facts. I can't change history.
No, I'm asking, but when did this come about when he started not internalizing? At what point he started...
He obviously did not internalize it at any point, because if he would have, he couldn't have turned into Dayag.
Right.
That's what it says.
How did he get the job?
Because he knew how to learn.
That's enough?
He knew how to learn. He seemed like a fine fellow. At one point, he was a very respected individual who knew how to learn, didn't do anything wrong.
So that in itself did not.
Nobody knew whether he internalized it or not. Until the Nisyonis come up, we don't know these things. Yes. Okay. I think we can move on.
Sorry. Since we're talking to Lama Sinan, I can't find in when I have Kavuana, occasionally, infrequently, when I have Kavuana in Shemon Ezra, I can't find the Lama Sinan anybody to have Kavuana about. Can I redirect that to the Zoya?
No, Chomsky.
Can you redirect it to the guy? You don't have to have anybody in Kavana with it. We have enough by the guy. Bazeidim, Meheras, Hakir, Shaber, Smager, Shalim. By the way, Vaminim, Chaminim, if you say Shalim, you don't say, I don't know if you say Vaminim. I say Vaminim, and I have in mind a lot of guy, because there's a whole religion that's referred to as Minas. So, you know, there's a lot. The word v'lam al-shinim is not headed for the guy. Lemaisa, the word v'lam al-shinim was written, the bracha was written because of
leaders of Iran and things like that.
You can have them in mind, and there's a lot to have them in mind in. Bazeidim, Meheres, Akir, Shaber, you know, there's a lot to say about them. But the word v'lam al-shinim, I don't know if they are al-shinim. You know, it can't hurt.
Can that feel be directed to the Rishayim of the world?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I'm just telling you it means.
I don't
think he has a problem with it, but I think we cannot ignore the fact that it includes Malshinim of our of Yidden as well. It's fact. Whether we have them in mind specifically, the bracha includes them. You know, Malshinim are the ones, Maestrim, are the ones that we're allowed to kill. Maridim v'leimalim. We're allowed to kill Malshinim. Very rarely the Chazal let people kill people, right? But this is a person that's considered a righteous. Which gets us Achi Teifel soon, who didn't do any Lashon Hara and Malshinos on David HaMelech, and David HaMelech includes him in the same group as Dayeg, and that's because he was a righteous. He was righteous David. And righteous, Ebalo Hagucha Hashkin Vaharagai. We went through this already. Meister is usually used by Goyim, and it includes only if he's interested in your money. He tells the Goyim about your money. But since by Goyim, money can translate into life, we cannot differentiate. Whereas by a Yid, if you went to Shaul HaMelech and said that somebody is stealing a lot of money, Shaul HaMelech is not killing him. Therefore, there's no fear of life. That would not make a person Chai Misa.
Shaul then give the order to allow dogs to be killed, but the dogs have been a mouse.
Yes.
He became a mouse.
Because he wanted him killed. He wanted them killed. The difference between Gaim and Yidden is only at what point does a person become a mouse or a mouse. By Gaim, the threshold is lower because they're willing to take things into their own hands, whereas by Yidden, unless you bring it to a certain threshold, it's not negayalized. He sure is. Not by Bezen. A Meister is allowed to be killed. No, again, neither of the two is by Bezen. Both of them, you can daven. Or take law into your own hands.
Take law into your own hands, not Bezen.
No, it's not a halacha of Meister's Bezen. No tyrant says to kill a Malshin in a certain way. It's to prevent him from doing it again. He's a writer. He's a writer. Like every other writer. That's a Gemara Vayit. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Vayit, Chassid of Tzitzit, Pasuk, Ayah Sefer, where is described? Ayah Sheikel, where is the one that can weigh? Ayah Sefer, Samagdolim, where is the one that can count the towers? Ayah Sefer, Kal Isis Shibatayra, where is the one that can count all Isis Shibatayra? Because as the Gemara is going to explain soon, Daig and Achi Teifel were huge Tamid and Chachamim. Ayah Shaiku, Shashaiku, Kokalim, Chamurim, Shabbatayra. They're able to make all the Kal V'chaimers in the Taira. Ayah Seifer, Samigdalim, Shayah Seifer, Shloish, Shmeis, Halachas, Psukas. They had 300 decisive halachas, decisions on halachas. The Migdal HaPareach V'Aver, which Rashi has three pshatim here and a fourth one in Chagiga about what Migdal HaPareach V'Aver is. Whatever it is, there are 300 halakhas that they knew. In fact, Amar Ababa, Amar... That's a different thing. Here we're talking about Migdal HaPareach V'Aver. We'll get to Rashi in a moment. Amar, I don't know who that is. I think it is Reb Ami. That's what it says it should be. Amar Rav or Amar Reb Ami, whoever it is. Arba Meis Boy Boy Daig Vachitayvu B'Migdol Parech Baver. They had 400 shilas in Migdol Parech Baver. Like Ifshut Luchad, they weren't able to prove any of them. Zakrashi, Kalaishi Shibatayrish Boki B'Chaseris V'Yaseris. He knew every missing letter and every extra letter. Shaykum Kalam B'Chamurim Yedei Alidrish B'Kavachaymer. The Migdol HaPareach B'Aver, first pshat in Rashi. Mitag Oyayna Shalamaylam and Amlamed B'Meimak Kufa Lamata. The top of the Lamed, why does it bend downward? They had 300 reasons of why that Lamed, when it goes up, comes a little bit downwards. Lashem Mayri V'Rebbe Mipi Ashmua. That's what my Rebbe told me, that he has a Messira. Lishnachrina, the Migdol HaPareach B'Aver. Right. They say that 300 is basically means a lot. No, 300 is also good, I think. Lishnachrina, the Migdol HaPareach B'Aver. Hanichnis Fire to Amin B'Shid the Table, Migdol HaMutami Alav. They have 300 halachas pertaining to someone who enters Eretz Amin in a box, in an enclosed thing, whether he becomes Tamei or not. Enclosed, meaning he's blocked off at the bottom, but on top it's open. Now, there's a problem with this Pshat and Rashi, because this is a Takana to Rabbanan that Eretz Amim is Tameh, and Dayagin HaKitayvu preceded that Takana to Chachamim. So, how that could be is not so simple. Lishnachwina, Gimu Meis, Halokas, Vemigdo, Aparech, Ba'aver, Lasish Kishuv, to do witchcraft, Lahamim, Migdo, Ba'aver. They knew 300 Halokas pertaining to the witchcraft of making things stay up in midair. We had a similar Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer taught Rabbi Kiva 300 halachas about planting cucumbers through witchcraft. I mean, the Pirkei Avot. Well, the Ma'ariv Nira, Galchi Garcia, it's a fourth shot. Shloish Meis halachas of Migdol Ayin Ba'aver Mishnah Achas Ba'alus. There's a Mishnah in Alus. The Mishnoi Ba'alchi Migdol Ayin Ba'aver. It talks about a Migdol to mid air, Betumim Betaychar Kelim Shebetaychar Tumayim. He had 300 halachas in the Gei of that Mishnah in Alus. Kainir L'Rebbe. Yes.
What does it mean? Maybe asked before, maybe 8 years ago. There are 70 pshatim in Chumash. Shivim.
Ayin Panam L'Tayra.
Yes. Okay. Yes. What? How do you get more than that?
Nobody said there's more than that. We said there are 300 halachas. You know, I have a Shulchan Aruch with a lot more than 70 halachas. That Mishnah Berurah over there, a lot more than 70 halachas. What does halachas have to do with Panam L'Torah?
This is what I can get from this pasuk.
They had 300 halachas, Pnegeya, a certain sugya. What does that have to do with I and Panam L'Torah? In Hilchos Shabbos, right? You go to Rabbi Hirschfeld's halachas here? There's a lot more than 70 halachas in Hilchos Shabbos.
From that, okay.
There are 300 halachas pertaining to an issue. Hilchos Hitzah, learn Shin Aleph. There's 52 Seifim, and many halachas in each Sef. I understand what you're. That's the my advice. I'm a rabbi. Rabbu Silabi, boy, boy. Such a big thing to ask Shilas. Meaning, that's not the main thing. B'shneider of Yehuda Kulatanui ben Ezekiel. And he proves it. In the years of Rabbi Yehuda, they learned in Ezekiel. Vanankam Athena and Tuva Uktzin. We are able to learn Uktzin. They were able to learn Ezekiel. They couldn't touch Uktzin. We're able to figure out Uktzin. We have the mother of Yehuda to the mission of Isha Shekavesh Yerik B'Gdera, a woman that's pickling vegetables in a Gdera, and the Shaila is whether there is a handle to the Tumah. There's not a handle to the Tumah. Rami Lazesim Shekavshim B'Tavayim Tahirim, or another mission that says if you pickle olives, the Tarfeyim, which means it's leaves, it's Tahar. Amar Habai is the Rabbi Shmuel Kachazin Hacha. Yehuda said, I see all kinds of questions of Rabbi Shmuel. I have no clarity. And yet, we have 13 yeshivas studying Uktzin. Right? Rashi and Brachas learns we have 13 different Mishnayas in Uktzin. 13 different Brises in Uktzin. That's how clear we are. And yet, Rabbi Yehuda Shalom Mitzanei Ba'asim Hitra, he took off his shoe when it rained, the Gemara says in Tainus. And once it didn't have rain, all he had to do was remove his shoe when it started pouring. We sit and daven for rain and nobody listens to us. We know how to learn clearer. You're not interested in the amount of learning. He's interested in the sincerity. Liba boy. The Sim Hashem Yira Laleva. Don't give me the Zayag and Akitai for 300 halachas. Shem wants the heart. Not interested in the external, he's interested in the internal. Rashi. Exactly. The Trashi, Rabusil, and Beboy, Boy, Veluma, Tyre, Rachmana, Liba, Boy. The Mishneder of Yehuda, Kula, Sri, Beseder, Nizikanaya. They learned to say to Nizikan. Kala, Gemara, Shalom, Lahavel, Beseder, Nizikan. So, in Marvin, Kokach, Lidrash, they didn't have that many drushes. Aisha, Shakavesh, Yerik, Begera. The Ashkachtim, Msech, the Sukh, Tavash, says he never found that Mishnah. Shakavesh, Yerik, Bechaymet, Ibetsir, Tahirim. She pickles Yerik in vinegar or in brine. Star. The Emekabim, Tumai, they Uktan. They do not get Tumma through their stem. Shemnaga tumah b'sharasha. If tumah touches the roots, ha'alun tahirin. The leaves are tar. Shein nasi yad la'alun. The roots do not become a handle to the leaves. Nachash shakavshem, because once you pickle them, shein menichin l'shem l'lamara. You only leave the stem there to look good, not that you should hold it by it. Zaytim shakavshem b'tarfeim isim b'mesechtes uktzen. Again, the halacha is a handle or something you need to move something. Once it's just there for visual purposes. For decorative purposes, it's not a yad. Tafayim alushnam tahirim adaisim shein naslam beisyad lachnaslam tuma. They don't become a handle to bring tuma in. Havai is the rabbi shmuka kazina hokad lavi yada. My time ain't tired. He didn't understand it. Tleitim asifta yudgimu yeshiva shanu oiskim kulam mesechtes uktzim. We're learning mesechtes uktzim. V'yayin oisi yafa. We know it well. Avilalki behem ayichsidim yaisim imenu. They were more pious than we are. Dilu Rav Yehuda took his shoe off and it rained. The answer is not necessarily the amount of learning. It's the amount of heart that's behind the learning. It's how much we internalize the learning. That's what counts. Therefore, Rabbi says, I'm not impressed with 300 halakas or 400 shailas. I'm not impressed. I'm impressed with Rabbi Yehuda. I'm impressed with Liba. I'm impressed with learning that's internalized. That's the Gemara Vaitan. Amr Mishar Shea Dayag Vachitaybu Labisar Bishmaitza. They didn't know how to explain a sugya. That the Gemara Maskevah Mazutram on the Chzibay Ayesayfer Ayesaykel Ayesayfer Samigdolim. We just had a pasuk about how they knew how to count every letter and make every kamachaymer and had 300 halachas and 400 shailas. And you want to tell me they didn't know how to explain something? Vat Amit Lahavi Sarvi Shmaitzi. You tell me they couldn't explain a halacha? Lahavi Lusalkelu Shmaitzi Liba Dehokasa. They couldn't bring it to halacha. They couldn't get it to the end. They didn't want to learn. They didn't want to explain. They did not have the siyata nishmaya. They did not have that help from Hashem to get to halacha. Ksiv, sayid Hashem l'reya. That's given to those who fear Him. Rashi, leisalk leisvir leiyaden halacha lefarsha ketikana betayma. They couldn't give you the reasons. And the Gemara says they couldn't give you the reasons. The answer is leisalk leishmaya say zachul lekvay halacha kamaisam. They weren't zeicher to have halacha like them. They didn't get that siyata nishmaya to bring it to the right conclusion. Now, getting to what Avram spoke a minute ago, halacha and taira are not necessarily synonymous. There are ayin panam la taira. The Ritva in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel says there are mem test panam la taira and mem test panam la tuma. He says there are 98 panam la taira, whatever that means. There are 98 different levels of taira. 49 of them, the conclusion is Tahar. 49 of them, the conclusion is Tameh. They are all Taira. We can only paskin one way. Halacha is that Panim La Taira that we are linked into. When you have a Machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. To the point that the Gemara says, Beis Shammai B'mokim Beis Hillel Eina Mishnah. We paskin like Beis Hillel almost everywhere. Then, what does that mean? Beis Shammai was wrong? Chas v'shalom. Beis Shammai was linked into a level in Taira beyond our ability to live. We didn't live Beis Shammai's world. They live in their world, we live in our world. Therefore, halacha is like Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is its Panama Taira. Beis Hillel is its Panama Taira. Halacha is Beis Hillel's Panama Taira. That's why that Arizal says, and so there's supposed to be a grah that way, that when Mashiach comes, we will pass him like Beis Shammai. Because then, we will live on a higher level, a different level, I should say, and in that level, halacha will be like Beis Shammai. When we say Torah and we say halacha, they're not synonymous. There's a panim la Torah, that there's many panim la Torahs. There's only one that's halacha. So you can have the elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, that's what the Rava is explaining. You can have both Mandiyam and being 100% true, and yet halacha is only like one of the two. Because halacha and Torah are not synonymous. Dayag and Achitayfo learned For all I know, they may have come to one of the Panim L'Torah. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But the special Yata Dishmaya to reach Halacha, that they didn't have. Now, it could be they didn't even reach Halacha in their Panim L'Torah, which is the way I would like to say. But if one wants to argue with me, I can accept the fact they didn't reach, they didn't identify, they didn't have the Yata Dishmaya to reach Halacha for us. We have nothing from them. No halacha from them came to us. Yes.
May I? I'm not saying I'll disagree. Well, I'm okay.
You'll say it anyway. Yes.
I think in terms of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we're not at a stage to appreciate Beis Shammai. We're not at that madrega. In Shemayim, perhaps halacha could be like Beis Shammai. But the Gemara is saying that Doeg and Achitofel, because of their lack of Gira, the halacha will never be like
that. Maskam, though, the halacha will never be like that.
So to compare Doeg and Achitofel,
I meant to say, all I meant to say is, there's a level of Tyra that doesn't reach halacha. Now, it could be that they didn't even reach halacha in their part of Matyra.
I'm comfortable with comparing the mushel that you gave.
You're 100% right. It was not right for me to compare it, and I didn't mean it in comparative. I just wanted to bring the point across of multiple levels in Torah. Doeg and Achitofel were never zeicher to get it down to halacha. Beis Shammai was zeicher to get it down to halacha in their part of Masaira. Yes, you're 100% right. My mashal was not the way to say it. Maskim. I didn't mean to bring Chashashav. I didn't mean to compare. All I meant to compare is that you can have Torah that has nothing to do with halacha, and yet it's Torah. That's what I meant to say. But you're right. Beis Shammai brought it to halacha on their level. They were able to bring their Torah down to halacha on their level. Right. Whereas Doeg and Achitofel were never able to bring it to halacha even on their level. Meaning they never were able to, whatever level they were learning on, it never translated in getting it done to its fruition, to its point. You're right. 100% right, I accept. That's the Gemara Baitre.
They were not able to get the halacha.
Correct. They lacked that shat of the Shemaya. Beis Shammai had shat of the Shemaya. They got the halacha. The Doeg and Achitofel weren't able to bring their level of Torah down to halacha. They couldn't even get.
He was Rosh Sanhedrin.
He was Rosh Sanhedrin.
He couldn't bring the halacha.
Guess shat is he couldn't get it right. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was involved in arguments. He took notes. He didn't do it right. He didn't have that shat of the Shemaya. Didn't have that shat of the Shemaya. We don't know that. There can be Paiskim, I'm not going to say that. Theoretically, there can be Paiskim that don't have that Shas in the Shemaya, and they Paskim.
Okay.
So that's the Gemara
Baitre. Talking about, by Doeg, we're talking about earlier or later that he wasn't able to drink Lava.
It seems at any point. Seems at any point.
How did he become a Russian?
Because, again, that doesn't mean he didn't Paskim. He didn't have the Siyat and the Shemaya to get it right.
Didn't
David learn from one of them? No. But not one thing. Two things. David learned from Achitofel two things. By the way, Doeg and Achitofel never saw each other. They're lumped together. They never saw each other. One lived in the time of Shaul, one lived at the end of David's reign. It's not, they were never in the same thing. One lived 33 and one lived 34. They never saw each other. The Gemara is going to say that, not me. That's the Gemara Baitim. Amar Rav Mabi le meiz Doeg at Shashakach Tamudai. Doeg did not die till he forgot his learning. Shneema hu yamus be'im musr. He died without. Can I have some help in translating here? He died without.
Bereft of wisdom.
Bereft of wisdom. And with the Barayv, I'm trying to find the pasuk to pronounce it correctly, Ivalta Yishga. And with his great foolishness, he erred. Rav Amar Nitzara. Rav says he became a Mitzaira before he died. Shenema Hitzamta, you destroyed Kozainim Mecca, everybody that turns from you. That is written again in pasuk in Tehillim. Tivaka Litzmisus says, Matagimen Lechalutin. Right, it says the pasuk "Litzmisus" by Mitzayra, and it means the chalutin utnam be'em be musguru muchlut elapriyo frima. A Mitzayra is called a muchlut, so itzamta means you made him tzmisus, you made him a Mitzayra muchlut. Rakshi, Chalutim, Anantanam, Losh, Chalutim, Gabi, Mitzayra. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Shloishim Malachi Chavola, Nizamu Loi Ludaya. He had three Malachi Chavola, three evil Malachim, bad Malachim. Echad, Shishachach, Shishikich, Tamildai, one made him forget his learning. Echad, Shisaraf, Nishmasai, one burnt his neshama. Echad, Shapizir, Afra, Bebata, Kinesias, and Bebata, Midrashis. And one that scattered his dust in the Bata, Kinesias, and Bata, Midrashis. What? Not Afar. Afar is not Hameh. Afar is not Hameh. Okay? What that connotates, they shtel to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that says that there are certain people, and the Shem is destroyed, and they become Afar Takas Ragli Tzadikim. So this is the Afar Takas. He was put into the Batek Nesias and Batek Nesias.